Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 70 today under clear skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says that he is pursuing the lawsuit against the Biden administration after they said they would settle in multiple different lawsuits against the ACLU about enforcing immigration law nationwide. As we sat down with Attorney General Chris Kobach to talk about what those lawsuits meant.
Those courts are in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And they're asking the courts to toss out a Biden administration regulation that allows the Department of Homeland Security to turn away some asylum seekers and, turning them away when they are not entitled to asylum. And the Biden administration is basically saying, we're going to go ahead and we're going to settle. Well, that's not what the Department of Justice is supposed to do. They're supposed to defend these rules and laws.
The lawsuits come at a time as the federal government continues to challenge Texas's right to stop the invasion at the southern border.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
One of the final bills passed out of the state legislature for 2024 here in Kansas has officially named the state's official heritage railroad in the state. KSNT News reports that the bill named the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad as the state's official heritage railroad and their stem locomotive, the Santa Fe 3415, as the official state locomotive. The bill was introduced by State Representative Scott Hill of the Abilene area, saying that the bill advanced through committees, gaining approval in both the Kansas House and Senate, and now sits at the governor's desk for her to sign, which is expected to happen. The company of A&SF President General Manager Ross Balling did release a statement saying, quote, it's indeed an honor. Our organization was founded 3 decades ago on the idea of preserving the legacy of railroads as builders of our state. It's great to make our mission an official Kansas tradition. More importantly, this designation is a great recognition of our volunteers and the tens of thousands of hours they have dedicated to the ANSV. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Legislative Bill 1402, a school choice-related bill, has advanced again in the Nebraska legislature late Wednesday night. LB 1402 is essentially a backup plan in the event the original school choice bill gets struck down by voters and it has passed into the engrossing phase. The original bill, known as the Opportunity Scholarship Act, or LB 753, passed last year, and it allows public dollars to be earmarked for private schools to allow low-income students to attend them. But opponents have gathered enough signatures to challenge it at the ballot box.
price.
The new version, LB 1402, initially designated $25 million for Nebraska students to use to alleviate costs associated with attending a private school of their choice, but it was cut to $10 million. The bill now has two more steps to go through before it heads to Governor Jim Pillen's desk. And there are just a couple of days left in the legislative session. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A petition to recall Gage County Attorney Roger Harris has been initiated in response to his handling of a case of animal neglect involving several dozen horses, which local veterinarian Jennifer Gleisman had under her care. The animals were seized and taken to a Saline County rescue facility, with 17 perishing before the remainder were sold at auction. Proceeds were used to defray care expenses, along with private donations received. Remaining funds from the auction reportedly went back to Gleisman, who's prohibited from owning any horses in Gage County for a two-year period. The petition drive is led by Carrie Jones and has been filed with the county clerk, who advised the 2,275 valid signatures are necessary for a recall. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last week and approved personnel changes, with Janine Debley moving to elementary principal. She had been assistant principal and instructional coach. And Jason Wheeler will move from elementary principal to assistant principal and activities director. No change was announced for Cole Fredrickson, who holds that post at the junior-senior high. Michael Downard was hired as special education teacher. School board approved adopting a clay target shooting sports program spring of next year. Fundraisers will be planned to help defray expenses estimated at $300 to $400 for each participant who will provide their own shotgun. The program is sanctioned through the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Diller O'Dell will join Beatrice Public Schools in a cooperative agreement for baseball next season. Perhaps five or six players have indicated interest and an initial two-year period designated. Beatrice School District has chosen Philip Voigt as high school principal, replacing Jason Sutter, who's resigned after 36 years in education. Voigt was assistant principal at Beatrice High. The annual Spring Health Fair is Saturday at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville, with a $30 blood profile and $15 men's PSA test offered 6 to 10 a.m. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church will host a free will donation breakfast buffet in the church hall, open Saturday to the public as well from 6 till 10 a.m. 64th Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at Headstrom Hall in Marysville. Registration opens 7 a.m. Brian Tobins with Bike Across Kansas will be our public affairs guest this weekend as he talks about the annual event coming up in June, which will include an overnight stop in Frankfort this year, June 17th. Tune Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Prom is Saturday at Frankfort, promenade at 5:30, also at Axtell High School. MACT's spring play, The Secret Garden, will be presented Friday and Saturday evenings at 8, with a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School auditorium. St. John's Catholic School at Hanover annual benefit auction is Saturday evening in the school gymnasium. Norman W. Losey, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Norman Losey. Arnold H. Arnie Reith, age 77, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m., at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation Sunday noon until 4 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Arnie Reith. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and apricots. And on Monday's menu, breaded fish, biscuit, diced potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:13.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started. Or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join the tradition of a Victorian tea in Waterville along with a fashion display Saturday, April 20th. The afternoon includes the tea at 2 at the historic Weaver Hotel and the program at 3 at the Opera House as Rayma Volker presents Dressing a Stylish Victorian Woman. Combo tickets $28 or individually $15 each. Reservations encouraged with limited seating for the tea. For information, phone 785-562-8803 or stop by the Waterville Public Library. Ladies' Day Victorian Tea and Fashion Display, Saturday, April 20th in Waterville. Flyer and details online at the Waterville Community Connections or Friends of Waterville Facebook pages. Waterville Community Connections invites you to the Dueling Pianos, Saturday, April 20th. Enjoy an evening of high-energy, interactive music and comedy with a cash bar available at this adults-only event. Individual tickets, $25 each, include two drink tickets, or reserve a table for 8 with 32 drink tickets for $300. Tickets must be purchased in advance through Venmo, PayPal, and online options included on the event flyer at Waterville Community Connections Facebook page, or call Darla Dick at 785-562-6595. Midwest Dueling Pianos live at the Waterville Community Center, Saturday, April 20th. Doors open at 6:30, live entertainment 7 till 10 p.m. Presented by Landall Company, St. Gordon Accountants and Advisors, Blue Valley Trailers, Performance Ag, and Solid Bar Fitness.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny skies into Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms into Monday, mixing with sunshine, staying warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then showers and thunderstorms will continue into Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. South winds around 25 miles per hour and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms still continue into Tuesday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to mid 70s. And more rain possible into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this day 88. The average low 41 and the record low 18. Sunset this evening 8:01, sunrise in the morning at 6:54. It's 35 degrees this hour. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 12th of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Get ready for a day of fun and excitement on Saturday, April 13th for Seneca's first ever shop and stroll event. Beginning at 10 a.m., bring your friends for a day filled with shopping, sampling, and special activities. Discover unique finds, enjoy specials, and sample delights from local stores. From fashion to home decor, gift shops, and more, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience that showcases the spirit of Seneca, Kansas. Mark your calendars for April 13th and join us for the Seneca Shop and Stroll. For more information, visit comeseeseneca.com. We'll see you there.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet this Sunday, featuring fried chicken, liver and onions, ham, and all the trimmings. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. $13 for adults, $5 children under 10. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. A long morning ahead for Tiger Woods. He has to finish his last five holes after Thursday's first round of the Masters was cut short, and then he'll have to play all 18 holes of the second round. He had a solid first day, shooting one under par.
I think probably he's pretty pleased. I think we saw some smiles after he hit some shots. He hit made a lot of really good swings. The greens he missed, a bunch of them were really good shots. The wind didn't take it or took it too much. So all in all, I think he's probably positive of what's going to happen.
ESPN golf analyst Andy North would schedule to tee off this morning. NBA, the Pelicans held off a late rally from the Kings to win 135-123. The Warriors defeated the Blazers 100-92. In the current Western Conference standings, the Kings, Warriors, and Lakers are all locked in the play-in tournament, all sharing the same record with two games to go. The Pelicans, meanwhile, are still battling the Suns to maintain the sixth seed. In the Eastern Conference, the Knicks went to Boston and kicked the Celtics' fanny, 118-109 the final, but it wasn't that close. The Knickerbockers remain the three seed in the East. The Bulls trampled the Pistons, 127-105, Chicago clinching the nine seed and will host the Hawks in the play-in playoff game. Baseball, Orioles-Red Sox tied at three in Boston entering the 10th inning. The Birds would blow it open with a pair of home runs, the first by Gunnar Henderson over the monster.
Pitch. Gunner smacks this to left field and deep. Yoshida turning around the monster. It's gone.
The two-run shot on WBAL. Colton Cowser would seal it with a three-run shot later. Orioles win 9-4. The Phillies launched three home runs in their 5-1 victory over the Pirates. NHL, the Kings clinched a postseason berth, beating the Flames 4-1. The Islanders over the Canadiens 3-2 for their sixth win in a row. The Jets shut out the Stars 3-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com.
You're invited to Valley Vet Supply Spring Days Friday and Saturday with huge sales, door prizes, health tips, and a free lunch. An all-beef hot dog meal provided by Lanco. This Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 11 to 3, it's Valley Vet Spring Days at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Don't miss the savings. Take advantage of the prizes and more. Enjoy a free lunch Friday and Saturday. Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 11 to 3 at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
The National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NAS, recently announced it will no longer issue the July cattle report. The agency is also discontinuing the county estimates for crops and livestock and the cotton objective yield survey starting in 2024 production year. Tanner Bamer, Senior Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talks about the reason behind the decision.
Well, according to the press release they put out, they are trying to comply with budget cuts and try and stretch that dollar out a little bit. And it is true that the National Agricultural Statistics Service specifically specifically took about an 11% haircut during the last appropriations bills that passed through Congress here a couple weeks ago. But in actuality, the amount of savings that they are going to realize through canceling these reports and discontinuing others and making some other revisions are not going to be the types of savings that are going to justify the immense cost to industry by not having access to this information.
And the decision to quit the July cattle report could not come at a worse time for the cattle industry. The July cattle inventory report is one of only two per year the marketplace gets from NASS, so it will have a big impact on the cattle industry.
We get inventory reports twice a year, one in January and one in July. And that January inventory report is also important, but it is insufficient to kind of give us that sense of where we're at mid-year, right? That July report is looking at a very different seasonal time and a very different set of data. And again, the more information that you can pump into a marketplace, the better your price discovery is going to be, the better informed you're able to make decisions, and just the more robust a marketplace is.
Once again, that Senior Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Tanner Bamer, as he says discontinuing the July cattle report will negatively impact the industry. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy, or CASLA, aims to create more youth leaders within the animal production industry. Program Director of the K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy, Sharon Briner, explains what the event entails.
The K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy is a four-day educational program designed for high school students with an interest in animal science who are also interested in enhancing their leadership skills and abilities. We know these students are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. We know that a lot of them are already leading in their communities, and we want to continue to help them in that growth while also specializing in the animal science field and giving them some really cool behind-the-scenes opportunities. We also want to bring them to K-State, help them get to know the campus, get to know our faculty and staff, and the really outstanding industry that we partner with.
She discusses the curriculum at CASLA.
We really focus a lot on those two goals of animal science knowledge. And so we spend a lot of time doing tours, workshops, hands-on learning opportunities to help our students get that deeper knowledge of the animal science industry. And we really try to broaden their knowledge about what kind of careers are available, what kind of opportunities are available in animal science. Sometimes people just think animal science, I'm going to be a veterinarian. And we really want to help students see that there's so much opportunity in this industry and so many places for them to go. So that's a big part of it. And then the other part is that personal leadership development. We partner with some outside speakers and try to give our students the opportunity to learn more about themselves so that they're able to take that into their leadership and really focus on their strength.
Briner relays the significance of events like the K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy.
I think that this is really important because it is broadening the horizons of these students a little bit, and it's catching them in an important time before they get to college or before they make those college choices, because it can help them see. I've heard from so many students in their feedback, hey, I didn't know I was really interested in this. And through this program, I've been able to do that. So I feel like we save students a lot of time, really, in dollars wasted by giving them this opportunity that they can see a little bit more about what they might like to focus on.
That was Program Director of the K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy, Sharon Briner, on the upcoming K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy being held June 5th through the 8th. Applications must be postmarked by April 15th. Learn more at www.asi.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Leuenberger and Waterville's dependable Sim Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling and two-year-olds ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Leuenberger today at 785-268-0647.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Are you listening for the sleigh bells of springtime? It's all about one of nature's most distinctive springtime sounds on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 12th, the 103rd day of the year. Retired TV host David Letterman has a birthday, and on this day in 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets were in the studio recording Rock Around the Clock. Are spring peepers rocking out where you live? Peepers are tiny frogs about an inch or so long that chirp in ponds and marshy areas across much of the eastern U.S. The male frogs are inflating vocal sacs under their chin to attract female admirers. That peeping noise is the sound of discharging air. Put a few hundred of them together and they sound remarkably like sleigh bells. Some call them the sleigh bells of springtime. If the population is large enough, you can hear them from a mile away. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 36 degrees this hour. Highs around 70 on tap today. Look out, a summer-like weekend. Well into the 80s Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Breaking news overnight as Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has officially turned himself into law enforcement. As Cake News reports, according to online court records, that Rice had turned himself into the Glen Heights Police Department and was taken to the DeSoto, Texas jail, where his combined bond is set at $40,000. According to Dallas police, as of Wednesday, they said that Rice faces charges including aggravated assault after he and another individual were speeding and driving sports cars that caused a chain reaction crash on a Dallas highway. In other news, Kansas City Royals baseball back in action tonight with first pitch at 6:10 after winning over the Houston Astros 13-3 last night. The Royals started off strong, putting 9 points on the board in the very first inning and holding the lead as they continued on with 3 more points going on in the seventh inning for finishing off with 13 runs, 16 hits, and 1 error. That finished off the 3-game series against the Astros. The Royals now head on the road to take on the Mets tonight for their 3-game series.
Bad news for current NBA player and former Kansas Jayhawk basketball player Ben McLemore, as he's been arrested and booked into the Clackamas County Jail with accusations of first-degree rape and other sex crimes. WIBW reports that according to the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office website, that McLemore faces charges of first-degree rape, first-degree unlawful sexual penetration, and second-degree sexual abuse. The player had been picked up in the first round of the 7th pick for the 2013 NBA draft out of Kansas University, as he played for the Sacramento Kings, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Houston Rockets, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Portland Trail Blazers. He had played for the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team back in the 2012 and 2013 season, helping Kansas make it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament for that year. In other news, the Arkansas Razorbacks basketball team has officially hired John Calipari as the Bens' new basketball coach as of earlier this week. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Valley Heights softball team sweeps Salina Sacred Heart Thursday, 6-2 and 15-7, while the Valley Heights baseball team falls to Sacred Heart, 16-1 and 13-0. Frankfort Centralia hosting Blue Valley in play on Friday. Softball and baseball.